Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
You got to appreciate a guy who decides to open a restaurant during the middle of COVID. I mean, that's what you want to see. People are like, let's just go do the thing. Well, in the 2 years since the block opened on Market Street, they've grown, they've built. We've actually discussed them before and watched their website grow. And now, Chef Terry, the Block Indianapolis, will be participating in the great food truck race, David versus Goliath, the eighth episode season premieres on Sunday, June 18th. Chef Terry joins me right now from the Block. You can find him at theblockbistro.com is where you can get the website, where you can get the menu. Strange things in 2 years, young man.
Strange things indeed. What's going on, Tony? Thank you for having me on the show, talking about this outstanding opportunity. And, man, I couldn't be more happy to have an opportunity to sit here and talk to you about what has transpired and what everybody can get a chance to see next Sunday at 8 o'clock on the Food Network.
So we'll get to the food truck race, the great food truck race in a second. Tyler Florence is the host there. We've talked about you a couple of times because to open a restaurant downtown during COVID, that is contrary to everything. You left a whole world to get into the restaurant business.
I did. You know, sometimes you have to see things that get messed up for you to get set up, and opportunities sometimes create themselves and they become the perfect storm for a movement. And so you take those chances and you say, hey, we believe the world's going to start back up at some point. And it has. And we had to grin and bear it and bite our teeth and get through some tough times. But I believe that Indianapolis was going to support it. And I believe that we were going to be a start of a movement that hopefully goes nationwide.
Well, I hope it's a start of a movement that goes at least Indianapolis-wide, theblockbistro.com. The boomerangs, something they're known for, which are the wings, the whole wings, and sometimes you can get them boneless. But you've added lamb, you've added shrimp skewers. The menu seems to have grown really over the last year.
Yeah, and so what it is that when you hear the Block, right, you think of a Block has a little bit of something for everybody, that regardless of whether you have this nationality or you have that nationality or that background, you want to be able to say that the Block has something for that. So what I had to do was say, let me bring in some different offerings so that the Block looks like what we want every Block in America to look like, that whether you're white, black, blue, green, Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter. You can come and find a place that has a little bit of something that you can recognize with and try some stuff you may not have ever tried before. And that's what we did with diversifying our menu and growing our offerings.
Talking to Chef Terry of the Block Bistro. You can find them at theblockbistro.com. Now, one of the things on the website that you talk about is the patio. You have this outdoor area. In all seriousness, we hear the issues. Of course, we discuss the issues of what's going on downtown. People are able to sit outside and eat and not be bothered?
Yes. And that's the wonderful thing about it is that we know with that beautiful view of Monument Circle, with that beautiful view of the Capitol, that is something that we cannot duplicate anywhere. And yeah, downtown Indianapolis has had some issues as far as handling some of the things of, you know, homelessness and some crime issues. But one thing that we've been able to do on our end is that the more that we try to push people out there and the more that we take over that patio and take that view and more that we, you know, let people see of our city, the more and more that that element doesn't feel comfortable with being around. We said, hey, this is our Block. for lack of a better word, and this is our circle, and this is our city. And we're not going to let anything or anybody keep us from enjoying every part of it, whether it's getting ready for the Strawberry Festival that's going to be happening and some of the other things that are going on downtown that we really want to get people back downtown, back experiencing everything about Indianapolis. And don't worry about all those other things. We can take care of that by just coming and supporting and being together.
Chef Terry joins us from the Block Bistro. He will be competing in the Great Food Truck Race there on a Food Network. It is an 8-episode season that starts this, actually 2 Sundays from now, on June 18th. Talk to me about food trucks, because I didn't know you even had a food truck.
Well, that's the wonderful thing about this season. For the first time in food truck history, they put food truck veteran versus food truck rookies like I am, restaurateurs. And we think, okay, hey, we're restaurateurs and chefs. We can cook. That food truck situation is a completely, totally different beast. And that's what you're going to see in all 8 episodes, all season long, is putting some of these individuals who know the intricacies, who know the laws, who know food costs and where to get stuff on the streets, against us individuals who are used to doing this in a restaurant and think we may know it all, but we don't know anything about what it takes to run a food truck. And we're going to learn that as you watch every season and every episode this season of the Great Food Truck Race.
So when you are on the food truck, you're taking your menu and you have to condense it down. There's only a few things you can really do. There's only so much space. You got to be able to engage speed. You got to be able to make sure that hot food is hot. You got to have that timing down. So what did you decide on as a menu?
So exactly. That's the hard part, is that you've got to get really specialized really quick and get things done really fast. And so you'll see in starting from the beginning of the season that for us restaurant people, we're had to convince and figure out what items work on a food truck. I think you will see some of the classic items that have been a signature of the Block, and that boomerang, that whole wing, having to condense it and get it done as far as quickly and timely on a food truck is something that you're going to see getting really, really early when you tune in as far as the Great Food Truck Race. So yes, that speed, that time, that space are all issues that we are going to have to learn how to work through this season.
You are on the truck with Carl Harris and with Crystal Kilgore. This is your team. How long have they been with you? And have you been putting them through their paces? Have there been special exercises? Has there been any kind of Ironman training to get them ready?
You know what? I tell you this. We went through an Ironman training because this crew was actually on the IndyCar circuit with me. Most people don't know this, but I was the travel caterer for IndyCar circuit, going to different cities, whether it was St. Petersburg or whether it was Texas Motor Speedway, where I met Carl and Crystal when I was out there last year for IndyCar. So we went through feeding that entire crew that goes around the country doing IndyCar. Some people realize that not the 500 is just one of a number of races throughout the year. And so that was a training ground for us to understand how to feed these television crews, how to feed these individuals that put these races on. And all three of us really earned our stripes by being able to feed our IndyCar teams.
His name is Chef Terry. It is the blockbistro.com. The growth of the bistro, being a part of the great food truck race, David versus Goliath, the veterans of food truck versus the rookies of food truck. Will we now start seeing the Block food truck around Indianapolis, and what's next for you?
Well, you know what? That's our hope, and you got to watch out throughout the season to see how this thing progresses and see exactly how it goes. What you can see is that here in Indianapolis, we're going to continue to offer a place where everybody can come, can enjoy downtown Indianapolis, and can expect to continue to see different offerings. And it was a great chance for me to be with one of the James Beard chefs, one of the best chefs in the world, Tyler Florence. We're going to be introducing some things that you're going to see from the show on our menu going forward. And we're just excited to have an opportunity to not only show that we are one of the best restaurants in the city, but we got the best food truck in the city. And we'd love to win that $50,000 and bring that food truck right back here to Indianapolis so we can see that truck running around the city with all those faces.
Our traffic guy, the traffic guru, Matt Baer, is very interested in the Grand Marnier bread pudding.
Well, you tell him, you know what? once he gets done doing traffic, he can slide on by the block, and I'll make him a personal Grand Marnier bread pudding. And maybe it'll have a little extra Grand Marnier in it just for him.
Well, he will say thank you. By the way, it's only the flavor. All the alcohol is cooked out.
It's all alcohol cooked out. You can, anybody, any children, it's all cooked out. What it is that what people don't realize is that those cognac and those cordials have such a sweet note. They are made with sugars and different things. And once they're cooked down and all the alcohol is cooked away, it leaves a nice glaze that you can put on anything. But it's especially great with our bread pudding that we actually cook. We actually cook every morning and we get it set, and it's got pecans and all of those buttery notes that you are normal for bread pudding, but then it has that sweetness of a Grand Marnier right over top of it, and it's to die for.
That is Chef Terry. It is theblockbistro.com, and he will be on the Great Food Truck Race, David versus Goliath. It starts Sunday, June 18th at 8 p.m. on Food Network. Chef, thank you so much. I wish you all the best on the competition. Appreciate you being with us on the drivehubler.com hotline.